Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, charitable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Goshan County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund reaches its fundraising goal. In good governance news, Eritrea focuses on improving education, health and social services for her citizens. In ecology news, Formosa or Taiwan donates to preserve forests in Asia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 31, is Nauru's Independence Day, celebrating her gaining autonomy in 1968. Located in the South Pacific Ocean, Nauru is among the smallest nations in the world. This 21 square kilometre country is part of an uplifted coral formation and has some amazing scuba diving. May the people of Nauru have a splendid Independence Day.
Flyer news. Further assistance arrives in Gaza, Palestine. The United States has pledged an additional $20 million in aid, while the European Commission and Italy are contributing €58 million and €750,000 respectively. The Egyptian government has launched a three-month program to deliver food, and Argentina sent a team of pediatric surgeons. And in neighboring Israel, two young women have coordinated donations from across the country, delivering thus far seven large trucks filled with blankets, clothing and food. Our gratitude and heaven bless all countries and individuals for your outpouring of help to Gaza brethren. Through such kind endeavors as these, may all be inspired toward peace and goodwill in our world.
Lunar New Year gifts from Supreme Master Ching Hai. A group of respected Oloxese or Vietnamese musicians and a charitable physician who had received the Shining World Compassion Award were among the distinguished guests who traveled to Thailand to attend the book premiere of the Oloxese or Vietnamese version of the number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life. As the honored guest, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously answered questions from attendees about her book via video conference. The artists at the time had offered their DVD as a gift to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Remembering them on this Lunar New Year, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent each a letter along with many gifts, including her poetry collection and the newest celestial art book. Association members in Olac or Vietnam personally delivered these to the artists and to the physician, Dr. Dang Gat, who were happy and touched to receive the loving gifts. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her warm and thoughtful gesture. We wish the esteemed artists and Dr. Dang Ga a joyous and auspicious Lunar New Year with heaven's blessings.
Neighbors save mother and son from house fire. In Houston, Texas, USA, the Preciado family was outdoors when they heard cries from their neighbor, Josephine Vega, whose house had caught on fire with her one-year-old son, Daniel, still inside. The Preciado family ran immediately to the house, where 16-year-old Sergio Jr. kicked in a window, and he and his father entered to rescue Daniel, who they handed out to Mrs. Preciado. They then rescued Miss Vega, who had re-entered the house and collapsed in the living room. Both mother and child are expected to make a full recovery. The Houston Fire Department has announced plans to nominate the entire Preciado family for a Neighborhood Heroism Award. We join in a big salute for your courageous and life-saving teamwork, Preciado family. Our prayers for the soon recovery of Miss Vega and son Daniel, and that all of your lives are filled with continued goodness and joy. For their exemplary actions showing the true meaning of love thy neighbor, Supreme Master Ching Hai has conferred upon the Preciado family a Shining World Hero Award.
U.S. millionaire invests in cat sanctuary. After building a highly successful computer-based business, Mr. Jonathan Rosenberg and his wife next built Tabby's Place, a feline haven for cats in his home state of New Jersey, USA. Named after Mr. Rosenberg's favorite cat Tabby, the sanctuary also provides medical care and therapy for the felines. Approximately 550 cats have already been successfully rehomed, among which nearly 150 had special needs. Seeing people adopting cats with known physical ailments has also touched Mr. and Mrs. Rosenberg as they witnessed the willingness to provide an increased level of care to these animals in need. Your beautiful deed in providing a safe, loving home for our feline brethren has won our hearts, Mr. and Mrs. Rosenberg. Heaven bless your noble and compassionate endeavors with continued reward and success. Supreme Master Ching Hai has recognized Mr. and Mrs. Rosenberg's benevolence and care for our cat co-inhabitants with the Shining World Hero Award.
Dog helps keep honeybees safe. Clinker is an enthusiastic 1.5-year-old Labrador whose training and keen sense of smell is helping honeybees survive a lethal disease. As a member of the Department of Agriculture's apiary inspectors team in the state of Maryland, USA, Clinker is in fact the only canine known in the country to be able to detect a certain bacteria that is fatal to bees. If the bacteria is found early enough, the hive can be treated with antibiotics, thus saving the entire colony so that it can continue pollinating plants such as food crops. We marvel at your remarkable abilities, Clinker. Our heartfelt thanks for your dedication and loving intelligence in aiding the survival of the valued honeybees. Clinker's devoted effort and God-given talents to help fellow animals and humans have been honored with the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Breakfast burritos recalled for listeria. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced that burritos filled with bacon, eggs, and cheese distributed to 7-Eleven convenience stores on certain dates were recalled after routine testing found they contain Listeria monocytogenes. Food tainted with this bacteria can cause listeriosis, with symptoms of high fever, severe headache, and nausea, and sometimes fatal consequence to those with compromised immune systems. Our appreciation, Food Safety and Inspection Service officials, for this health alert. May potential crises such as these be averted through the adoption of a nutritious vegan, meaning animal-free, diet.
Scientists take a closer look at cheese ingredients. Researchers at Newcastle University in England and the United States Food and Drug Administration have conducted studies on cheese to see just what people are consuming. A recent analysis has revealed previously unidentified bacterial microbes, which stay active even after consumption, along with potentially harmful levels of pesticides as well as enzymes derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Furthermore, it has been found that up to 80% of the calories in cheese are comprised of pure fat. We thank all the scientists and organizations for their work in unveiling the true nature of the food we consume. May more and more people realize the simple health and planetary benefits of turning to a plentiful and nourishing plant-based diet.
Save our planet. The most efficient solution is the vegetarian diet. On numerous occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has emphasized that to address the root cause of global warming, we must cease the cycle of killing other beings. A life taken unnaturally will be compensated by another. In addition, the time effect of a compassionate animal-free diet is much more immediate compared to other solutions such as switching to green energy technologies. Supreme Master Ching Hai elaborated on this point during the International Climate Change Conference in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia on January 27th.
Being vegetarian stops the killing circle and reduces greenhouse gases most quickly. Planting trees, green technology, sustainable energy, etc., etc., can help also, but it takes longer time and it's not karmically effective. We have to start to be vegetarian because a noble lifestyle, a compassionate energy will dispel all the bad karma, all the negative influence that has been created from the killing of other beings. They have been crying, screaming, and their suffering reaches heaven and pierces the earth. We cannot reap anything good out of something so bad like that. We must foster loving kindness. We must begin benevolent action. Just to be vegetarian, that's very simple.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, who is putting forth her utmost efforts to rescue the beings on our planet. We pray that more and more people will choose to become life-saving vegans to halt nearly all global warming right away. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com. Save Our Planet, Worldwide Sustainable Energy Group formed. In Bonn, Germany, the founding meeting of the International Renewable Energy Agency, or IRENA, was attended by representatives from approximately 200 countries, with 75 nations that signed the new agency's treaty. IRENA will be solely devoted to developing sustainable energy. It is expected that the agency will help governments and organizations develop sustainable technologies while providing additional support for developing nations. Founding member states include several European countries, as well as Turkey, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, India, Nigeria, Kenya, Chile, and Colombia, among others. Bravo and welcome, International Renewable Energy Agency. We look forward to seeing abundant eco-advancements that benefit countries all over the world while protecting the future of our planet.
Save our planet. Nigerians urged to ensure a drought-free future. Minister of Environment John Odi highlighted the prospects of widespread drought and hunger in the nation unless desertification and the current dry conditions are addressed immediately. Mr. Odi emphasized the need for all Nigerians' participation in seeking and implementing solutions, and he mentioned the continuation of projects such as the Green Wall Sahara program that seeks to restore land already overtaken by desertification. Our gratitude, Minister Odi and Nigeria, for your dedication to the nation's ecological balance. Blessed be such sincere efforts as yours in restoring harmony with nature on our planet.
Save our planet. Only prompt worldwide action can halt the worst of climate change. Leading U.S. consultancy firm McKinsey & Company has teamed up with 10 international organizations that include energy providers such as Swedish company Vattenfall and Royal Dutch Shell, and has published a report that states a 70% reduction in global greenhouse gas emissions is needed by 2030. If we are to avoid exceeding the tipping point or the critical limit of a 2-degree increase in temperatures to avoid devastating consequences. The company states that this goal is achievable, but requires immediate and well-coordinated worldwide action. McKinsey & Company and all partner organizations, we appreciate your efforts to help the world approach global warming in an effective and beneficial way. Let us heed these alarming signs and quickly transition to a noble lifestyle so that we may save our precious planet.
Save our planet. The British and Saudi governments signed an agreement for the United Kingdom to assist Saudi Arabia in identifying and reducing methane emissions.
Save our planet. U.S. President Barack Obama pledges leadership in curbing climate change, including setting higher emission standards and policies for the development of green vehicles.
Hi everyone, I'm Rulra, the rock wallaby. I'm vegan. There are no animal products in my diet. For a tip on being frugal, I would like to share some ideas about sales. One thing we can check is whether we really need an item or not. If we only buy what we truly require, we will save money and the Earth's resources. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, United Nations program reaches its fundraising goal. For the first time, the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, has fulfilled its $450 million US dollar funding objective. CERF was established in 2006 to assist in developing a quicker relief response to those in immediate need of assistance. Sir John Holmes, United Nations Under-Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator, said the generosity of both member states and non-state donors has enabled the international community to strengthen significantly its ability to respond to humanitarian emergencies around the world. Our sincere gratitude and heaven's blessings to all contributors for reaching out to assist your brethren. May many lives be helped and saved through this vital plan.
In good governance news, Eritrea focuses on social justice and equality. The Minister of Labour and Human Welfare, Ms. Askalou Menkerios, emphasised the importance of allocating resources toward education, health and social services. She further stated that the country had made progress in ensuring children's rights and in assisting the elderly. Minister Menkerios also highlighted a rehabilitation program for those with disabilities, which has been implemented in all administrative regions and benefited more than 68,000 people. Bravo and heaven bless Eritrea for taking good care of your citizens. May all people flourish in divine grace. Up next on Noteworthy News, Formosa or Taiwan donates to preserve global biodiversity. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more calling news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a bounteous world. In ecology news, Formosa or Taiwan donates $50,000 to conserve natural habitat. The funds were presented by Formosa's representative in the United Kingdom, Ms. Xiao Ye Zhang, to the head of conservation of BirdLife International, Mr. Richard Grimmett. The gift will be used to support forest preservation endeavours in Asia. A memorandum of understanding also outlined Formosa's commitment to donate another $50,000 during the next 2 years. We appreciate it, Formosa, and blessings from the Providence for your loving contribution to protect international biodiversity. May the magnificent forests thrive in splendour, purifying and beautifying our ecosphere.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Other Side.
A man was drunk and walking on the riverside. When he saw another man on the other side of the river, he was shouting, "Hey, how can I get to the other side of the river?" The man on the other side, also drunk, and say, "You are already on the other side."
And now for our viewers' hotline. This hotline is from Miss Anne Murphy of the Third Degree Glass Factory. www.stlglass.com. Their creative work was featured on Enlightening Entertainment. This program can be downloaded for viewing free of charge. Anne wrote,
"Amazing! Thank you for this wonderful feature about glass, our faucets, and third degree. It was very impressive and so beautiful. We love the way you made it easy to understand. You captured the magic, but you also made it accessible for everyone. A truly excellent production. Anne."
Affable Anne, we appreciate hearing that our program was able to depict the marvel of the glassmaking process and results. Thank you so much for your feedback. Please continue sharing this ancient art form and beautifying our world. Heaven's grace to you and all the wonderful people of St. Louis, Missouri. God bless the USA.
Do you have a hotline today? Thank you for being with us on Noteworthy News. If you have uplifting stories from your part of the world, you can send them along with any other comments to info@supremastertv.com or the address on your screen.
May our world return to love and compassion by remembering the divinity within ourselves and others. We'll see you again.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to affirm his country's support for a lasting Middle East peace agreement.
As part of her international aid work, Cindy McCain, wife of U.S. Senator John McCain, tours a U.N. food warehouse in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, before traveling to maternity hospitals in India and Cambodia.
Italy's Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs and Yemen's Minister of Trade and Industry met to discuss enhanced trade relations and Italy's support of Yemen joining the World Trade Organization.
Several Hollywood USA studios form an alliance called EPIX, offering more convenient access to online films.
Following an accident last summer, confining Bulgarian artist Emil Harisanov to his bed, 80 Bulgarian artists auctioned their artworks to raise money for his surgery abroad.
Cuban President Raul Castro began the first visit to Russia by a Cuban leader in decades, as the nations seek to revive their relations.
Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and U.S. President Barack Obama have agreed to hold future bilateral talks on developing global trade.
Saudi Arabia's International Commerce Committee welcomes 48 Saudi and British youth to a second annual forum of discussions to promote broader cultural understanding.
U.S. President Barack Obama phoned his counterparts in Germany, France, Russia and Brazil to discuss a furthering of cooperation among their nations.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.